We're here at the Growmark Media Day. With me is Brian Koenig. And Brian, why don't you tell me what your title is with Growmark, please?
I'm the Southern Region Manager. So I work with companies here in Southern Illinois, FS companies here in Southern Illinois, on strategic planning, business planning, those kinds of things.
So you told me, you were telling us that one of the things you do is serve as a liaison. Tell me about that.
So my job is to be the voice of our FS member cooperatives and members in the Growmark building on any kind of issue that Growmark might be looking at, whether we be changing billing processes or anything. It's my job to be the voice of the member inside the building, and also to be the Growmark's voice at member companies. So if we're having changes in governance proposals, for example, it's my job to explain those kinds of things and help both sides understand where the other one's coming from.
How long have you been with Growmark?
I've been in the system for about 15 years now. I've been at Growmark since 2004 in a couple different capacities.
So now, as a southern region, what area does that encompass?
It's basically southern Illinois. If you take I-74 south, it's most of the area south of that. So Macon County, which would be in the northern Illinois, but the rest of that below the interstate would be southern Illinois.
So this new fertilizer unit that we're looking at here, how is this going to help serve your members?
Do a couple things for the system. One, we have some wholesale customers. So Growmark, who owns this facility, would be able to wholesale fertilizer out of here to some of the customers, which would honestly be some of the competitors of South Central and Illini. But it really helps Illini and South Central out the most. They'll be able to retail right out of here. It's a very efficient operation. It sits in a very good spot for both South Central and Illini. So it's a really key facility for both those two companies.
Well, and it does. It seems like it's extremely efficient too, and state of the art.
Yeah, it's this is the first season that it'll be open. It's very efficient. We don't need a lot of manpower here to operate the facility. Very very technically driven. You see that the 28's got a 24-hour bay that really nobody needs to be here. And we've got sensors all over the place, so people get called in the middle of the night if something goes wrong. So it's a very interesting way to do business here.
Well, as we're looking at planting season. In your region, what are you hearing from your members, and what are people excited about right now?
The weather is what the main thing we're excited about. It's been a really nice spring. It's been a good spring to get fertilizer on. It's been an easy way to do that with the weather we've got. We do have some planting, and we've got some folks who set some corns up in a couple different areas. Everybody's just wondering when planters will start rolling. We saw a few coming on the way down, so we're just hoping we don't get any hard freezes.
Well, now, Casey, where we're at here, is this part of your region?
Yeah, this would be part of my region. I would work with TGM, South Central FS, Illini just to the north of us, and the companies around here. So
it's great to get to know your region here, and great to get to know you here at the Growmark Media Day. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.